Padre Kate here from RAF Bryce Norton, and welcome as we continue our pilgrimage through Holy Week. And we arrive at Wednesday of Holy Week, and our reading is taken from John 13, verses 21 to 32, and the reading is set around a table. I'll read it to you and then we'll reflect on it. Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." And when he dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After receiving the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you're going to do." Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or that he should give something to the poor. So, after receiving the piece of bread, Judas immediately went out, and it was night. Today's passage is painful to read. It begins with reference to Jesus' state of mind. We're told that he was troubled in spirit. Jesus isn't a one-dimensional figure in a white dress, all serene and floaty. He understands the suffering of the human spirit from the inside, and is therefore able to empathise with us. Have you ever been betrayed, let down, or wounded by a friend? Then you will have some insight to bring to this story. You will have a sense of what Jesus is feeling. Jesus is at a meal with his disciples, and he knows that one of those gathered around the table will shortly betray him, kick him in the teeth, and sell him out. Can you begin to imagine the turmoil he goes through as he looks at Judas, his friend, remembering their shared history, knowing that soon Judas will stab him in the back? At the table, Judas's face says one thing, all false smiles and false friendship, whilst his actions are scheming and dark. Soon he will go to the authorities and sell Jesus out. And in this act of betrayal, Judas will set in motion a chain of events that will see Jesus arrested, beaten up, and killed. And the cost of this to Judas will be devastating. The reading ends with the chilling words, "Judas went out, and it was night." Night for both Jesus and Judas. The candle is snuffed out, and pain and suffering sneak up in the dark. There's no point in trying to sugarcoat this. Sometimes we experience darkness. Sometimes it is of our own making, and sometimes others cause the night to fall. The proverb says, "It is better to light a candle than curse the darkness." But the truth is that sometimes we just have to sit in the darkness and curse it. That's honesty. That's the tradition of lament. That's stating the truth. So a pilgrimage prayer for today. Forgive me, Lord, for my betrayals. Heal me where I've been hurt, wounded, left grieving. Raise in me the resilience to bear with the night honestly, without denial, and help me always to hope for the dawn. Amen.